Welcome to Hebrew Club, first day.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Dr. Seleska, it had to be at a funeral today, so he saw me in the gym yesterday and said, would you do it? So I said, I'll try. I'll give it my best shot. So you all are going to help me out with this. All right? So we're in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. And we're learning about the story of Absalom and how he is about to plot against his own father and the king David. So we'll just get right into it. Usually how this works is the professor, being Seleska, will read the text in Hebrew and then go through it. And then if there's a question at the end of the verse, we'll try as a group to answer it. All right. Vayehi me'ahare kin va'ash ba'as lo Avshalom merekava v'susim v'hamishim ish ratzim lefanav. All right, so we have here vav, consecutive, imperfect, from haya, third masculine singular, usually translated, and it came to pass, and it was, and it happened. Me ahare kain. This construction occurs three times in the Hebrew Bible. It's, as we know, Hebrew likes to pile up prepositions. So you have the min plus the ahar plus kain. So from, literally from, after, thus, or just afterwards, after these things. Va ya'as, from the root asa, third masculine singular, to make, or in this case, we'll have to nuance it a little bit. Lo, for him, he made for himself. Who is it? Now, the subject usually comes after the verb, so we have Avshalom. Absalom made for himself, or prepared for himself, Merkava. That's a Hebrew word for chariot. Chariot v'susim, and horses, v'hamishim, that's 50, the word for 50, 50 men, ratzim. Does anybody know the root for that verb right there? Roots. And the form? Participle, right. It's a participle from roots, masculine plural. And you see here, men, that's singular, but it's 50 is modifying it. And this is just common occurrence in Hebrew that a number, a plural number, can go with a singular noun. So 50 men running, or to run, before him. And this actually, this phrase, or this construction, occurs also in 1 Kings 1 verse 5, when I believe it's Adonijah is plotting to take the throne after David is sick and dying. So Adonijah actually, he prepares for himself a chariot and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. So I don't know what the significance is that, but if you're about to overthrow a kingdom, I guess you get 50 guys to run before you, and some horses and some horsemen. Any questions about this verse?
Absalom or Adonijah?
Well, this one is Absalom, but in 1 Kings, it's Adonijah. Okay. Yeah. Okay? Good. All right, we'll go to verse 2 then. V'hishkim Avshalom v'amad ad yad derek ha-sha'ar v'yehi kol ha'ish asher yihye lo riv lavo el ha-melek la-mishpat v'yikra Avshalom elav v'yomer e mizeh ir ata v'omer me'ahad Shivte Yisrael of Deka. All right, that was a mouthful. Long verse 2. Okay, so we have the verb and then the subject. Verb from Shakam, Hifil, Vav plus perfect. Avshalom is the subject. Absalom rose early. And now this Hifil is not a special significance here. It's just that this verb usually occurs in the Hifil. So it's just he rose early, and he stood literally on the hand of the road of the gate. Now, yad is also translated side, on the side of the road of the gate, so alongside the gate. And then we have this vayahi again. And this vayahi is introducing like a sidebar, parenthetical information right here. And it happened, or it used to happen, or it was a custom that kol ha'ish, that every man, now this is kind of interesting because it's usually kol ish, that's the normal construction, but here they add the definite article before ish, and that occurs three times in the Hebrew Bible as well. But likewise, it means every man, asher, which there would be to him a reeve is a complaint or a dispute, okay? So this parenthetical information now telling us that to every man who had, now that's the lamed of possession, who had a complaint, now we have a lavo. Anybody know what's the root of lavo? Bo, and what's the form of bo of this? Right, it's an infinitive construct, okay? So you kind of have to nuance it. Usually we translate infinitives to come, to go, but here we kind of have to make it work with our English sentence. Would go, every man would go, el hamelik, to the king, la mishpat, for justice or judgment. And we can continue on. Vav, consecutive imperfect, third masculine singular from kara. And Absalom, now that's the end of the parenthetical information. Now we're getting back to the story. And Absalom called to him, and he said, "E mizeh," that's from, literally, where from this? And that's just a common way of saying from where. Ir ata. It's very, very convoluted, this sentence. And every time it seems like they go out and speak, the Hebrew characters, it gets very, very mixed up, and you can't translate it straight over from Hebrew to English. It's literally, where from this city you? Those are those words there. So if we put that all together in a good English sentence, what do you think we would say? Right, what city are you from? Okay, and what would the answer? And he said, from one of the tribes of Israel is your servant. So notice, if you know your family, you know where you're from, okay? So just the tribes of Israel had their specific location. From one of the tribes of Israel is your servant. Okay? Any questions on number two that we can work on together? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go on. Vayomer elav avshalom re'e devareka tovim un kohim v'shomea ein l'ka me'et ha'melek. All right. And he said to him, Absalom, Absalom being the subject, and Absalom said to him, Re'e, behold, or look, see. That's a call imperative, okay, from Ra'ah. See, devareka, your matter, your word, your thing, how do we nuance that? Probably here your pleading, your matter. You see there's a textual variant, the A after devareka. Actually, some manuscripts read plural, which would make better sense for the adjectives that follow because the adjectives are plural. So your matters are good, we have to add the R there, the to-be verb, are good and nikohim, that's the word for right. Correct. They are good and right. And now this conjunction, we can make it adversative. But, shomei. Now that's a call participle from shama. One hearing. One hearing, ain, that's a particle of negation. There isn't, leka, to you. Me'et ha-melech, with the king. So basically, you don't have an audience with the king. Okay? One hearing there isn't to you with the king. Okay? Any questions there? All right, we'll go on. Vayomer Avshalom mi yesimeni shofet ba'aretz ve'alai yavo kol ish asher yehyeh lo riv. umishpat v'hitzdaktiv. All right. And Absalom said, who, or me, we usually translate who, but in it can also express a wish. It can be like, would that, or oh that. Okay, and here it's probably best translated in that way. Would that he would... Now we have a third masculine singular, imperfect, from seem. Would that he would set me. Now who's he talking about? We don't know exactly. Is he talking about, oh, the king that he would set me, or just some random or unnamed subject? Okay, oh, that someone would set me, shofet, as a judge, ba'aretz, in the land, v'alai, and to me would go, imperfect from bo, every man, there's the normal construction, kol ish, remember we saw kol ha'ish before, that's how it normally comes, every man would go, who would be to him a complaint, okay, or who would have a complaint, another lamed of possession there, and in justice, or with justice. And then we have this construction here. What's the root of that next one? V'hitzdaktiv. Tzadak, right. And the conjugation it's in? Hifil, right. So if tzadak is to be righteous, to cause to be righteous is to declare to be right, to vindicate. Okay, so Absalom is smoothing his audience over, saying to everyone that they have a just cause. You can see what he's doing here. Any questions on verse 4? Okay. Verse 5. V'haya bikrav ish lehishtahavot lo v'shalach et yado v'hehezik lo v'nashak lo. Okay. And it would happen, now this right here, does anybody know the root of bikrav? It's a little difficult. Right, karav, good, it's karav. The bait didn't throw you off there. What is it, what is this, what's the form of this, Brad, you know? There you go. Yeah, it is. It is an infinitive construct. All right? A lot of times when prepositions are tacked on to verbs, all right, we're going to think infinitive construct. All right, and what kind of nuance are we going to give this bait? How are we going to translate this? If karav means to approach, how are we going to translate this bait? Probably best temporally, right? Okay, so, and it would happen when a man would approach, okay? Now, this is a hishtafel. The only verb that occurs in the hishtafel is hava. You see it at the end there. And this is an infinitive construct. When a man would approach to bow down or prostrate himself to him, to Absalom, he would send shalach, that's just a perfect call, third masculine singular, he would send his hand and he would grasp him, hifil from hazak, or he would seize him. Now the lamed there is used as a direct object indicator. And he would seize him and he would kiss him. So instead of receiving the homage due to him, he would befriend them and kiss them and act friend and buddy-buddy with everybody that was coming to him. All right? Any questions there? Okay. Verse 6. Va'ya'as Avshalom kadavar hazeh lekol Yisrael asher yavou la mishpat el Hamelek va yiganev Avshalom et lev anshe Yisrael. Okay. And Absalom did according to this manner, okay, according to this manner, in this way, to all of Israel who would come, or kept coming, imperfect, you can kind of nuance it in a way that best suits the context, who kept coming for justice to the king. And then we have this form here, ganav, piel, vav consecutive imperfect, third masculine singular, means to steal, ganav, all right? And the call is steal, PL, maybe you can intensify it a little bit. He stole away, completely stole. He stole, Absalom, that is, stole, leave, the heart. So we have the same idiom in English, stole the heart, anshe, of the men of Israel, or the people of Israel, in general terms. Good. All right, maybe we've got time for one or two more. Any questions on that last one? Okay. Vayehi miketz arbaim shana vayomer avshalom el hamelech elaka na va ashalem et nidri asher nadarti ladonai behevrom. Alrighty. And it was from the end, literally, but we would say at the end, okay? At the end, that's very common that they say from the end. At the end, 40 years, or you see again the singular noun with the plural numeral. At the end of 40 years, but actually there's a flag on the play. If you look at the bottom in the apparatus for verse 8, many manuscripts, Septuagint, also cross-reference the Syriac and the Vulgate, have 4 years, which makes a little bit more sense, it seems like. Okay, there you have Tessera, Ete. So at the end of 4 years of Absalom doing this, Absalom said to the king. Now, this is a cohortative from what root? Halak. Very good. That's from Halak. Let me go, and then na, that's a particle of entreatment or politeness. Let me go, please. Or would you let me go? Va'ashalem, that is a PL from shalom, to repay, first common singular. In order that I will repay my vow, nader is a vow. My vow, which I vowed, Hebrew does this a lot, cognate accusative, to the Lord in Hebron. Okay? We better stop there. That's 25. Okay? So we'll stop here. Next week, Dr. Selesko will be back, and you'll get some sophisticated and educated advice. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Thanks for coming.